This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Health officials say thousands of people have fled Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle right outside its gates. But hundreds of patients, including dozens of babies, remained inside on Monday. The EU's Borrell has called for an immediate humanitarian pause
in order to face the dire situation of the people in Gaza.
Israel says the hospital sits atop tunnels, housing a headquarters for Hamas fighters who are to blame for its plight for using patients as shields, which Hamas denies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. United Nations workers observed a minute of silence on Monday to honor the aid workers killed in Gaza since the war began last month, UN flags flying at half-mast.
Over the last month, 101 of our colleagues have lost their lives in Gaza. This is the highest number of aid workers killed in the history of our organization in such a short time.
Tatiana Valovaya, who is the Director General of the United Nations in Geneva. President Joe Biden set to leave for San Francisco in the APEC summit, but before he does, VOA's Alexis Strope reports he'll be hosting President Joko Widodo of Indonesia.
Indonesia is a key player in Southeast Asia, and it's the world's third largest democracy after India and the United States. However, the Middle East will also be on the agenda. Widodo will be arriving in the U.S. after attending a summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where Muslim leaders denounced Israel's invasion and bombardment of Gaza. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Former British leader David Cameron was named as the country's new foreign minister on Monday in a surprise appointment made by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as he reshuffled his top team. Cameron served as British Prime Minister from 2010 to 2016, resigning after the outcome of the Brexit referendum when Britain voted to leave the EU. Former British Interior Minister Suella Braverman was sacked in the cabinet reshuffle. It follows her criticism of the police's handling of a pro-Palestinian march and divided his party and threatened his own authority. Replacing her is James Cleverly, who is being shifted from the foreign secretary slot.
Well, I intend to do this job in the way that I feel best protects the British people and our interests.
Representatives from much of the world's nations and petrochemical companies, as well as environmentalists, have gathered in Nairobi. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports they hope to draft a landmark treaty to end global plastic production.
It's the third meeting in a series of an expected five on putting together an agreement to reduce world pollution created by plastics. The first two meetings were in Paris and Uruguay. Kenya is a global leader in fighting plastic pollution, and in 2017, the East African nation banned the manufacture, sale, and use of single-use plastic bags. Plastic is largely made from crude oil and natural gas, giving oil-producing countries and companies a large stake in any treaty. Norway and Rwanda are leading a high-ambition coalition of governments that want to end plastic pollution by 2040 by cutting production and limiting some chemicals used in making plastics. I'm Donna Warder.
Nepal on Monday said it would ban China's TikTok, adding that social harmony and goodwill were being disturbed by misuse of the video app, and there was rising demand to control it. Long-haul carrier Emirates says it will buy Boeing company aircraft in a deal worth $52 billion. Emirates CEO and chairman made the announcement at the Dubai Air Show. The deal is for the purchase of 90 Boeing 777 aircraft and an additional five Dreamliners. Immediately after, its sister carrier, the low-cost airline Fly Dubai, said it would order 30 Boeing 787 Dreamliners, the first wide-body aircraft in its fleet. That deal was worth $11 billion. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.